A longtime government financial management expert is calling it quits. Relman Van Denneker retires as the president of the Association of Government Accountants today. During his 11-year tenure at AGA, Van Denneker helped the organization grow in membership and prominence, and he led an initiative to encourage governments to create a four-page citizen-centric report, which would offer taxpayers information to help them make better decisions within their communities. Van Denneker explains why he feels now is the perfect time to retire.
At some point in time, you got to say enough's enough. And part of the reason is I live in Lexington, Kentucky. I don't live in the Washington area, although I've had a place up here. It's just time to go home. I've got 5 children and 12 grandchildren in Lexington, and it's just time to, at least in my mind, to say I've given it my best shot, and we'll turn it over to somebody else.
All right, so after all these years, you're something of an expert on public finance and public accounting.
Well,
what are the big lessons learned?
There are some things that I would really like to see done. I think the federal government and the state governments need to work together more. They just are not working together. The feds are doing their thing. The states are doing their thing. And there's just a lot of wasted effort. I don't think that the government people think in terms of who they're answerable to. I believe that the government is answerable to the people, that we create government because we either can't do something or that we don't want to do something, such as corrections, and we need government to do that. But government exists for the people, and I think we've lost that aspect. We are not providing information to the people in a form that they can understand, and that's where I think the accounting profession has failed, in that they have not put forth any examples of information that people could use, because they haven't gone and talked to the people. As I would say, and I taught at the University of Kentucky for 30 years, why do we do what we do? We provide information to decision makers. The decision makers are not only the legislators, or they're not only the executives, but more importantly, the decision makers are the voters. They vote these people in and out, and I think it's a travesty that we haven't provided information to them. I had very upset at HHS when several years ago, and not that many years ago, they decided that they weren't going to publish the Social Security sheets that we used to get every year. I said, why don't we keep that, and why don't we add a little bit more so that we can tell the people where the money came from and where it's being spent? And I'm very happy to see now that there evidently was enough of a hue and cry that HHS is now going to put it back through the Social Security system, and you're going to get a report, I think, every 2 years now. But that was the only report that I know of that was being sent to the people.
You mentioned state and federal working together. Is that largely because the fact that a lot of the state money is really originates as federal money through grants and different programs? How would things get better if they did work together in terms of accounting and financial reporting?
Well, if you listen to the state people would say it was state money that was sent to the feds, so that the feds are only giving back to the states the money that the states gave to them. I think you have to work together. Perhaps the Data Transparency Act is going to do something. You know, if you look at the FDIC, the banks send the information to the FDIC and in a form, and the FDIC and other banking people, they turn around and they manipulate it the way they want. But the banks only have to send it one time. Why can't we have local governments and state governments send the information to the federal clearinghouse, if you want to call it that, and let that clearinghouse then give them information to whichever agency they want, and let those agencies change these things? I can't even imagine how much money you would save if you did that.
We're speaking with Relman Van Denneker, who just retired as the president of the Association of Government Accountants. And on that whole issue of sticking with the issue of state and local working together, what about all of the transparency efforts that were launched on behalf of the American Recovery Act a few years ago, where feds could track things, grants and so forth, through the states and even to the grantees and so forth? Sounds like you're saying that hasn't had all that much effect in terms of general availability of transparent data.
Well, I mean, initially, I think it was a wonderful thing. You put the information up on the website. But as the information went out and it got bigger and bigger and bigger, it's very difficult for people to find the information. And, you know, what I'm looking for is not that the staffs of various congressional delegations can find it. I'm looking for your relatives and my relatives and everybody else's relatives to be able to find the information and to, in a very simplified form. Now, I know what happens when I say a very simplified form. Everybody says, oh, but you didn't do this, you didn't do that, you didn't do. So that's just, to me, that's just an excuse to not do anything. If you don't like the information in a simplified form that you're sending out, do something different. But the reality is that you need to do, at least I believe, you need to provide the information to the citizens. The state of Utah, for many years, published a document each year, one day a year, in the newspaper, and it was a pull-out four-page document, and it talked about where the money for Utah came from, where did they spend it, what was the result. Now, people say, oh, it wasn't enough, you only had four pages, but it was at least four pages. Now, I have had a lot of discussions with Treasury, and Treasury is working the whole process down to a number of pages that people can begin to understand, a citizen's guide to the federal government. I think it's still too long. I don't want to say much too long, but it's seven or eight pages. Let's get it down to four. Let's get all the federal agencies. Let's get the states to do this. People have asked me, if you got on the elevator with the president and you were going from the ground floor to the eighth floor, what would you tell him? What would you try to say? And what my answer is, I would ask the president to come up with some kind of a mandate or a set of recommendations that all federal agencies would do some type of report for the citizens. Now, if you look at the territory of Guam, they have put it in legislation. Guam put it in legislation. Every agency out there must have some kind of a report that that goes out to the citizens. Now, this can be done if you want to do it. If you don't want to do it, then you tell me it's either too simple, it's too hard, it's too something. And that's just an excuse to not do it.
All right, let's talk about the profession itself for a bit. The federal agencies have gone to mostly, except for Defense Department, clean financial audits. Do you think there's been progress in the professionalizing of the accounting and finance functions at the federal level in the years you've been watching?
Oh, absolutely. And I think getting a clean audit is a very positive thing. I think that's excellent. And I would continue to do that. But to me, getting a clean audit and having this document that may be 100 to 125 pages is not the kind of document that you would want to give to your relatives and the voters. I think you have to do something in addition to the financial statements by having some kind of much shorter report. My recommendation is a four-page report, because if you argue for five or six, then you'll wind up with 28 or 30 pages. So you got to keep it at four pages. And AGA, we have come up with what we call a citizen-centric report, which is four pages. Now, I don't believe that that's the end-all and the be-all. And if you don't like that report, then tell me what you do like. Don't just tell me that we're not going to do something. Okay, so you don't like it. What do you want to do?